Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem Zayin. We are up to Sefez, the second to last line on page Yud Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 22. We were discussing in Sif Aleph about sending a letter through a guy before Shabbos. So the main thing we said, if you were katzat slodomim, if you made a set price, so then you were allowed to send him before Shabbos, and anything he does on Shabbos, he's doing it just because he wants to get the job done, he's doing it for himself. If you're low katzatz, then we went into a whole big discussion about whether it's kviya bedoar beir, not kviya bedoar beir, but now we pick up in Sibbeis. Im hisne imo sheiten lo scharo. If you weren't katzatz lo domen exactly, but you made a deal with him that you're going to pay him for his job, so afa pishlo pirish kamayitinlo, even though you didn't specify how much you're going to give him, dino kekotzets, that has the same din as if you made a set price. The samcha daite de eno yehudi, because eno yehudi is relying on the money you're going to pay him. Ubidide katarach, and then when he does the job on Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. Aval bestam, but if you didn't make a stipulation that you're going to pay him, you just hired him stam, or you asked him to do this for you stam. Afa pi sheish bedaito sheiten lo sachar, even though the guy is anticipating schar from you, it is aser de lo samcha daite. That's called that he's not relying on it. Ube the Yisrael katarach, and then he's like doing a tircha just for the Yisrael. The Mishabura will explain. The Mishabura picks up on page 22. Afa pi sheish bedaito. So he said, if you told him to do it stam, you didn't make any tnai that you're going to pay him. He just said stam. So even though he has in his mind, zokta mishavur otzalomar sevkatan yabez lo mi baya im ha'ino yehudi mistapek klal and bitin lo schar da'aser. Needless to say, if the guy is in doubt of whether he's going to get any money for this job, then it's forbidden, because then he's doing it as a favor. He's doing it purely for you. El afilu im ha'yisrael meivin imenu. Even if the Jew understands from the guy that he anticipates getting paid from you, O Mimisha Nishtalach Lord, to the person he's delivering the letter to. So Afilu Hachi Aser, still it's Aser, Kevan Shai Yisraelu Efticho Adayin. Since you didn't guarantee him the money, that's like he's doing it just for you. We can't say he's doing it Adayti Denavshe. It has to be that you told him you're going to pay him even if you didn't make an amount. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, back on page Yud Aleph, he says in hisne imo sheiten lo scharo, it's a lomar karaui lo, based on what he deserves for this job, o kafi ma she yispasher imo, or based on what he's going to negotiate with you, whatever is going to be worked out, u kemoshe biartib biarlocha simen reishun based to base, like we looked earlier, as long as there's some understanding that he's going to get paid for this job, whether the amount he deserves or the amount that he's going to negotiate, that would all be considered that you're giving him a set price, it's like it was katzatz, and then it's considered adaiti denashe. Only when you're doing it stam, so even if you see he's anticipating schar, the Mishavura says in that case, that's the Mechaber is coming to tell you that he's b'di Yisrael katarach, and then it would be aser. Says the Mechaber, Siv Gimel. Page 22, top line, im secharu l'yamin. Here we're discussing where you hired the guy by the job, but you're not paying him by the job, you're paying him for the daily work that he does. You're paying him by the day. Dover katsu b'chol yom b'halichasu b'chazarasu. He's giving him a set price per day for his travels there and back. But you're not exacting with him and you're not makbid when he goes. Well, deliver this letter for me, and if it takes you 3 days, I'll pay you for 3 days. So I'm paying you for 3 days worth, but you can do it any days you want. So if you make this deal with him on Friday, then it's usr. Because if he starts going out on the job on Shabbos, it seems like you made the tnai that he goes out on Shabbos. So if you made a general stipulation that he's going to be paid by the day that he works, so then it will be mutter as long as he doesn't go out on Friday, but if he goes out on Friday, then it will be a problem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yagimim, Scharul Yamim, Ratzalomar. It means to say, even though we learned in Sif Aleph, if you make a set price for the job, it's mutter even to hire him on Friday. That's when you set a price for the job he's going to do. Then we say he's doing it. And then it's not recognizable at all that the job he's doing on Shabbos for the shlichos of the Israel. He's getting paid by the job and he's choosing it to do it on Shabbos. But if you're hiring him and paying him by the day, giving him a set price per day that he works, Pirks, Afsha Eno Makbid Olav Masa Yelech, even though it's true you're not Makbid on when he goes, Vadaite Dinavshe Ovid Pulasu Gambaze, and in that case also we can call upon it that he's doing it for himself, he wants to get the job done faster. Ulefikach odif milo kotzatz klal, and therefore this would be better if you pay him by the day. It's better than not making anything set at all. Umutter bedalad vehei afudasa mechaber. And according to the mechaber, it will be mutter to send them in this way on Wednesday or Thursday. Mikol makom kishesocho be'er Shabbos aser. Still, when you are sending him out on Friday in this manner, it is aser. The kevan sheyotze takeh b'Shabbos, since he's going out right away on Shabbos, nire keilu hisne imo kachu b'shlichuso holich. Then it seems like that was the stipulation. They should go out on Shabbos, and he's going as your shaliach. Since you're paying him the ma'isa for that day, so it doesn't look right, and therefore to send him out on Friday in that way is not going to be good. And the Mishabura points that out again. It's a katan yodalad be'er Shabbos. It's aser. Avol biyom chamishi mutter on Thursday, and certainly earlier it would be mutter. Uladas haramad le'el b'hago, according to the ramad that we saw at the end of Sif Aleph, afilu lo kotzatz klal mutter biyom chamishi. Even if you didn't make anything set, the ramad told us you're allowed to send them out on Thursday. Certainly over here, when you made it set, not by the job, but by the day, but you didn't stipulate which day, so certainly it would be mutter on Thursday. Says the mechaber Vayter Sif Dalud. If the guy is delivering your letter for free, afilu nisanolo bi erev Shabbos mutter. Even if you gave it him on Friday, it's mutter. Sharei ha'inu Yehudi me'elav hu osezeh, because the guy is doing it on his own. Ve'enu elo lahachzik tova liYisrael mipnei ma shekibo mimenu. And he's really only doing it as a thank you to the Israel because he once received a good from the Israel. V'havilei kiilu kotzas. That's ke'ilu, you made a set price. There's no free lunch, there's no favors. If the guy is doing it as a favor for you, really he's doing it because he owes you because you gave him something. Says ke'ilu, he's getting paid by the job, and therefore the mechaber says that would be mutter, even on Erev Shabbos. The Rama says, v'yesh cholkim, there are those who argue, usvirlu, and they hold, the kol sha'osa b'chinam aser, if he's doing it for free, so he's doing work for you. He's not a hired laborer. He's doing it for you. That's aser. V'tov lahachmir. It says the Rama, it's good to be machmir. Aval b'mokum sheha'inu Yehudi masril ima Yisrael. But in a case where the guy initiated it to the Yisrael, lomar to tell him sheyelech lo b'chinam, he came over to the Yisrael and said, I'm going to do it for you for free. Vaday daitu ala tova shekilu menu v'shari. Then for sure he's doing it because of the good that you did for him and it's mutter. So the machlokas, the mechaber, and the Rama is, when you ask him to do it, and he says he'll do it for free. So then already it's the machlokas, the mechaber says it's mutter, he's doing it for free really because he got from you already, and ilu was katzatz. The Rama says, no, there are those who are machmir, it's better to be machmir. But if he initiated the whole thing, certainly he's doing it not out of the goodness of his heart, but because he was mekabel tova, and therefore that would certainly be mutter. Says the Mishabruah, se katan tesvot, share hayenu yehudim me'ilov, the guy is doing it on his own. Pirish, the Einai Yisrael kofa osa al kach. The Jew is not forcing him to do this. Ela miatzmo hu misratza laholi chaygeres, on his own. He wants to deliver the letter for you. V'salinon shemashin esratza hu. And we assume the reason why he wants to do it so badly is mipnei hatova shekibu menu mikfaris, because of a good that he already got from you in the past. V'adaiti denav sheikov, and he's doing it on his own. He's not doing it as your shaliach. He's doing it on his own, and therefore it's mutter. The Rama said there are those who are cholik and they say that if he's doing it for free, it is aser v'tov lahachmir. Siv katan tazayim, he named miloshon zemash midirak tov lochush l'deyazo. The loshon of it's good to be machmir is clearly mashma. You don't have to be machmir; it's just good to be machmir. So it's mashma only that it's tov lochush l'deyazo. V'chein betaz mashma didaydo k'dei arishona, and so too the taz is mashma like the Rama that the ikar shita is the first shita. Aval, but Darchei Moshe Simon Reishon and Beis Mashma the Daitu Kayesh Chokim. Darchei Moshe is Mashma that he's going like the second opinion that Yesh Chokim that it's Aser. V'chein belavush ubel Yerabba b'Simon Zeh Mashma the Aser b'Chinam. The Levush and Yerabba are Mashma that it's also Aser for free, like the Rama brings down over here. The Al Kain, and therefore Mehanochon, the proper thing to do is She Yiktov Lo Al Koponim Eze Dover Muat Avur Zeh. You should pay him a little bit. Obviously, if he initiates, like the Rama says, it's mutter. But if you're asking him to do it, he'll do it for free. So say, hey, take $2. Give him at least a little bit of money, v'havei kekotzatz, and then it'll be like you made a set price. Kevan shekibu olav shiez escharo. Since the guy was mekabel on himself, that will be his payment. V'chein kosta b'chayodam. So to avoid the machlokas, don't have the guy, if you initiated it, doing it for free, pay him a little bit of money, and then you're good to go according to everyone. Says the Mechaber writer, said, hey, Im ha'enu Yehudi holech me'atzmo l'mokum acher. If the guy is anyway going to that place, the Yisrael nosen lo igeres, and the Jew says, you're going there, can you deliver this letter to me, for me? Mutter b'chol gavni, that's mutter in all cases. The guy is going there anyway, he's not going for you, you can throw along a letter, that would be fine. Siv katan yuzayin holech me'atzmo. But if you know that he's extending the distance of where he's going for you, that would not be allowed. Only if it's mamish, the same place where he's going, you're sending a letter, that will be mutter b'chol gavni, sivkotin yuches, hainu. Afilu lo kotzas litein lo sochar el b'soma. You didn't stipulate paying him any money for the job, you just asked him to do it, stop. The kaimelon b'sif alef, we paskin it sif alef. The osir l'shloach al yodo kishein kavua bedoar. We said if you were not kotz, it's a payment. If it's not a postman that is set there, it's osir to send it. The chashin and shemelo yimtzenu bebeisel, because he might not find a postman in his house. The yelech achara b'shabbos, and he's going to go looking for him on Shabbos. Afilu hachi sharin and hacha. So in Sif Aleph, we said if it was not kotzatz, it's not set bedoar in the city, it's going to be osir. He's going to be walking around with the Jewish letter, with the Jewish handwriting around on Shabbos. It looks like you sent them to do a shlichas on Shabbos. But over here, it's going to be mutter. Why? Kevan she'ein ha'eno Yehudi holech b'shlichuso. Since the goy is not really going on the shlichas of the Yisrael, elashem mi'atzmo holech l'shem, but rather on his own, he happens to be going there. Bevada im lo yimtzeno lo yechapes acharav. So when you're hiring him, you're asking him to do you the favor, he's going to go looking for the guy. Here he's going anyway, you ask him to take the letter, he's not going to go searching for the guy. He's not going to go searching for the guy, and that's our biggest chash, and therefore over here it would be mutter. But again, specifically if he's able to get to that city while it is still day on Erev Shabbos. Avol, im ein shahus lagia shomi bodyom, if he's not able to get there before Shabbos, osir apazeh, then even in this case, where he's just throwing it along with him, will be osir. Da after halichaso bishul atzmahu, even though it's true his original traveling is for himself, mikomoko mashenose amirtahu bishvil Yisrael, maisa, he's carrying a letter for you on Shabbos, and that's not going to be allowed. Vidan, you should know. Delitin lo bishabbos osir lo kuyama afilu baholech me'atzmo. Even in this case, where we say it's mutter, he's going anyway, it would be forbidden to give him the letter on Shabbos. Even if you stipulate and you set a set price before Shabbos for this, you can't give it to him on Shabbos. And therefore, also, therefore, you can't drop off a letter in the post office or the mailbox on Shabbos. On the Erev Shabbos mutter, but Friday it's mutter. Post have a tomit kotzatz. Working through the post office is always like a ketzitza, it's always like a set price. The afim enu mishalim kan, even if you're not paying over here, mikomoko miitzarech l'shalim mishin ishtalachlo. Then for sure the one who is receiving the letter is going to have to pay. Someone's going to pay, so always it's going to be considered a ketzitza, and therefore before Shabbos it's mutter, but on Shabbos it's usr. On Shabbos it's usr, afil b'mokom sheish erev, even if there is an erev in the city. Even if you're giving it to a guy to give to the post, even that's going to be aser. Velo mahani ketzitza al Shabbos gufa, and making a set price does not help you for Shabbos itself. Ach, b'mikom hefsed gadol, in a place of a great loss, yesh lahater b'chiagavna, you can allow it that you give it to guy one, he's going to give it to the post, and then it's going to be done on Shabbos. To have a shvus l'shvus b'mikom pseida, that would be considered a shvus l'shvus in a place of a loss d'mutter, which is permissible. The Shalob and Mekom have said, however, in a case where there is no loss, Yesh lahachmir afilu bi Erev Shabbos shalalitein leinu lehudi, then you should be machmir, even on Erev Shabbos, not to give it to a goy. Ha'igeresh shal yitein osu ala post b'Shabbos, the letter that he's going to be giving to the post on Shabbos. So if there is no pseida, one should be machmir v'afilu b'kotzas, even if he made a set price. Sharei miyachin malachto al Shabbos, that is designating the malacha specifically on Shabbos. And finally, Sivav. A person who has a hired guy to work for him all different types of jobs for a year or more, Oser l'shalcho er Shabbos b'igeres, you're not allowed to send them on Friday with your letter. The Ramah says, me however, im lo secharo rak l'shlichos igeres, if he's not hired for all jobs, he's only hired for the delivery of letterman, so then, yesh matirim, there are those who amatir kemoshin is bar le'el, simen reish mem dalet sif hei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekhot in your test, the Mechaber said a case of where he's a hired worker for a year or more to do all your jobs, as we'll see. It's usher to send him on Erev Shabbos. That which is hired by the year to do all jobs, that's not considered a set price. That's similar to what we discussed in Sif Aleph, where you did not make a set price, and it is usher. Ella the bazemekelina, but here we're makel the ain aser ella be'er Shabbos. The Mechaber says only aser on Friday. There we said it's aser even from Sunday. The atam kamosha bi'anav be'alocha. The reason why we're lenient the rest of the week is like we'll see in the be'alocha, which we'll see in a moment. First, let's finish the mishabura. The mishabura in sibkaton chaf is going on the Ramah and says, if you didn't hire him for all the jobs, you only hired him for the delivery of letters, there are those who are mati, like we learned earlier, Hainu Deya HaRishon Hashem, this is the first sheet that we saw over there, the Svila that holds is Zeo Nechshav Kekotzatz. If he's only hired as your worker for one job, that's considered setting a set price, because he's doing it at Adayti Nafshe, because if he doesn't do it today, he could do it tomorrow. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. Ayin Shamatam. Umikom Mokom Osir Lomolo Sheilach B'Shabbos Kanavos Sefal. But of course, you cannot tell him to go on Shabbos. Let's see the Bir Halacha now on page 22, the Vermaskul Lashana. This is going on the case of the Mechaber again. You hired him to be your worker for the year for all jobs. We said it's mutter to send him on any day except for Erev Shabbos. So what's the chiluk between every day and every Shabbos? Atam says the Berlocha, the reason is the afshu kotzeis lo scharu avur kol hashana, even though you're setting a price to pay him for the whole year, mikomakom lo chashvinan zeki kotzatz. That's not called making a set price. The ikar taima de ketzitza mahani, the reason why he's making a set price works in general, is mishum de ainli Yisrael nafkamina mizeh. When I make a set price to the guy for him to do something for me, it makes him nafkamina for me if he does it on Shabbos or in the week. The imlo yaseh biyom zeh yaseh biyom achir. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he'll do it on Tuesday. It makes no difference to me. That's why it's mutter when it's kotzatz. V'ha'inu yehudi adayti de nafshe ovid l'maher. When the guy who's choosing to do it on Shabbos, he's doing it on his own. He wants to finish up his job and get it over with. But in this case, where he's hired to do all your jobs throughout the year, it's almost for sure that you'll have more work for him to do on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And if so, therefore you're gaining by him doing this work on Shabbos, that makes him available the rest of the week. And therefore, like we learned earlier, he is like your shaliach in this case. That's why it is usher on Erev Shabbos. But says the Berlocha, Lefi Zeh, according to this, you convince me so much. It should be usher every day. No matter when you send him, he can't do it on Shabbos. Anything he does on Shabbos, it's saving him from doing other jobs during the week. So it should be usher any day of the week. Like the Mechaber himself said in Sif Aleph, by case of low kotzatz. Mishum But because this svara, this zelo choshev kitzotzatz, that this is not considered kotzatz, it's not considered a set price, lo psikale kolkach. He's not 100% convinced of it. He's not 100% sure of this. Kedeisa b'beis Yosef lo el b'simin reish mem dalad v'kan b'simin ze. Like the Beis Yosef over there in reish mem dalad and over here points out, it's not so pashut the svara that it's not kotzatz. It's really a suffix. And therefore, the Mechaber over here in Sif Vav is relying on the Ramah's Yesh Matir in Sif Aleph, Velo Asr El Be'er Shabbos. If you remember, the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph was very lenient. He says, Yesh Matir Mafil Lo Kotzatz. Even if there's no Ktitza and there's no Kriya Beidoar in the city, if you send it Yom Chamishi or before it, it's Mutter. And we said you're allowed to rely on that if you need to. So over here, it's true that if he's hired for all the work, there's a very strong tzad that maybe it's considered not a ktitza, because you want him to do it with Afghan Shabbos, who's available the other days. But Lemaisa, the svara is not so pushed to the Beis Yosef, and therefore the Mechaber goes with a lenient shita of those we showed him the Ramos bringing down, that in this case, we'll only ask for it on Friday, we'll matter it the other days. And he's really relying not on the fact that it's considered a ktitza, but he's relying on the shita that says you don't need a ktitza. So that's what the Mechaber means when he says in Sefav, Mishi Yesh Lo Sochir Eina Yehudi Lashano Yoser, so Oser Lashalcho Erev Shabbos Bigeres, we'll only give him Machmir on Erev Shabbos, even though there is a tzad to be machmir the whole week, But since it's not so pasha to the Beis Yosef, to the Mechaber, therefore he relies on the lenient shita that the Rama brings out in Sif Aleph, that even if it's not a tzitza, and it's a problem, if you don't send them on Friday, it would be mutter. That concludes Simen Reish Mem Zayin and Mitzvah. Tomorrow, we're going to discuss Kishmak and Simen Reish Mem Ches, about going on a ship before Shabbos, within 3 days, before 3 days, if it's mutter or it's aser, that will be Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.